Hello from another day with Jesus. In this devotional, Pastor Prajee prepares us through various scriptures. This morning, incline your soul to receive a word from God.
Greetings in Jesus' precious name. Welcome to this beautiful new day, to this beautiful new week, to this beautiful new opportunity that God has given us to know Him, to know His heart for us, to know His plans for us. It is necessary that we continue to grow in our revelation of what God is doing. Because the more we submit to that revelation and we yield to what God is speaking and revealing to us, the more we will go from glory to glory, strength to strength, and we will see answers. We will see solutions. We will see the wisdom of God begin to manifest in every aspect of our lives. And we can normally, on a regular day, have issues with the people around us. We may have issues in relationships. We may have issues with people that we meet even in our churches or our family members at home. It is necessary that we have an in-depth revelation of what this relationship is supposed to do, of what this person truly, really means to me. And when we have that revelation, it becomes easier to deal with this person who doesn't look like me, doesn't talk like me, doesn't behave like me. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 17, it says that though we are many, we are different, we are from different families, different backgrounds, though we are many, we all eat from one loaf of bread. He's in fact referring to the communion bread. And he says that though we are part of different families and different homes and different communities, we all come and take part of the same one loaf of bread. Now, practically speaking, it may not necessarily be the same loaf that everybody will be eating off, depending on how big or small your church is, but it still represents the same thing. It doesn't matter which loaf you're practically or physically holding in your hand. Each loaf of bread that is used in communion, it represents the body of Christ. And Paul says, don't you know that even if you are not speaking my language or not from my city or not from my community, you take part of the same loaf of bread when you have communion. You take part of the same body of Jesus. You take part of the same grace, the same anointing, the same blessing. And he goes on to conclude, because you do that, it shows that we, all the participants of this bread, all those that are partaking of this food, we are one body. Now, see, Paul is not even physically in Corinth when he's writing about it. And yet, he says, I may be doing it here and you guys are doing it there, but it shows that we are one body. It represents oneness. It helps us to grow towards that oneness. It makes sure that if there is any dividing wall of hostility between me and my brother, it could be a physical brother or a spiritual brother, if there is any challenges that I am facing in my relationships with other people, within the body of Christ. It could be even a different church, but because they take part of the same bread, which represents the same Jesus, the same body that was broken for you and for me, now we are one body. We are one in Christ. We've been united together to become the global church of Jesus Christ. Now, having a revelation like that, it makes it very easy for us to deal with our relationships. When we see that somebody is not talking to us, or somebody is not respecting us or welcoming of us, we go back to the revelation and we go back to asking God, how can I apply this revelation in this problematic relationship? How can I look at the communion, the bread of the table, the bread that represents the body of Christ, how can I look at it as something that is going to bring answers and solutions to the lack of oneness that I have with my friend, with my brother in Christ? we have to come back to asking God for solutions, even for our relationships. We cannot expect God to just take care of the spiritual needs that we have and try to figure out answers for all of our physical, relational needs on our own. When we come to the Lord and say, Lord, this is what you have said in your word, that we are one body. And then why is it that we are behaving like we are enemies? Why is it that we are behaving like this person is the worst person to be my brother? Why is it that I am behaving in a way that I cannot serve my sister, serve my family, serve my spiritual family? Why is this stumbling block there in my relationships? When we ask that question and when we come to the Lord with a persistent and a constant desire to see solutions, you know, one of the best things that you can do is to have communion with your church, to have communion with your home, in your families, wherever you feel that there is a lack of oneness. Take communion there. Take part of the bread together as a family. Take part of the bread and the wine together as a workspace community. You may be from different churches, but take part of the bread and the wine. Because that communion, that bread and the wine, when you take part of it, because it shows something, because it signifies something, because it pronounces something in the spirit realm, it is now going to be something which will be prophetically spoken over your life and your relationship, saying, now we are no longer different. Now we are part of one body. Now we are part of one church. Now we belong to the same Jesus. Now we follow the same path to our ultimate destination, which is in Christ. Can you have the faith this morning to pray with me and believe for restoration and help in all of your relationships, specifically the relationships within the body of Christ? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, it is your body. It is your broken body that we take part of every time we eat from the one loaf of bread. And because it is that one body that we are all taking part of, I believe that every lack of oneness, every highs and lows, you will iron it out. And you will make sure that every challenge in relationships, you will cause there to be oneness. You will replace those challenges with uniformity. You will replace those disagreements with divine answers and solutions. We bless your dear children. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Thank you for listening. We believe that this word was a blessing for you. Feel free to share this podcast with someone and bless them. Do connect with us at pastorpriji.com. May you walk with God throughout this day.